to another episode of Pathfinding to Adventure with Victor Majorite of the Majorite Consortium. For all your consortium needs, be it magical door locks or whatever else you need, call the Majorite Corporation. Majorite. If it's not Majorite, it's made wrong. So today we're here with the local heroes of Mortenburg. They started to make quite a name for themselves. Unfortunately, two of them decided to go off and do something else. But hey, we found their long-lost third member. Guys, why don't you say hi and introduce yourself? You here, Mr. Dwarf. What's your name?
Tabit Goodkind. And, praise be to Ivanar.
And you, sir, half-orc number one, across from me with mm-hmm. the smell of earth and all that other fun stuff.
My name's David.
That doesn't sound like an orc name at all. Okay.
He has rocks in his mouth. Give him a second.
Oh, I see. And you, sir, who looks like he's been through a lot of trauma, what is your name?
My name is McCullough Dustblood.
So, guys, tell me, you guys are a big talk of the town these days, saving the keep to the south and opening the path from Freedom Forge here to Mortenburg to get more people here. What do you guys feel about that?
Well, going to the keep, you know, I just saw a lot of potential there for future business ventures, personally. There was one section I just thought would be just great for a sandwich shop or some.
Sandwich shop, you say?
Yeah.
What would they make there besides sandwiches? Anything else?
Well, you know, I haven't really thought about it, but maybe, like, you could get some beds, have people sleep there.
Like an inn, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I always wanted to start an inn. When I was younger, my dad owned an inn, and he lost it because of his gambling habits. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
You know, really, I've just been out adventuring, trying to raise money to start my own inn. I mainly like to cater towards mammals of the smaller variety, you know, kind of like badgers. That kind, I think there's a...
Badgers, you say? Yeah. Kind of ferocious animals.
I think it's an untapped market, you know, because you see badgers sleeping in holes a lot of time in the woods. Wouldn't they much rather sleep in a hotel? I mean...
You've got a good point, but let's... Speaking of Abadar, Tabit, what is your thoughts on your local accomplishments?
Well, I don't feel like I've done shit.
Oh, no?
I hate these orcs.
He's always saying funny things.
You seem to attract
a large quantity of orcs. I remember your old party members, one of them was an orc, too.
Yeah. Abadar and I aren't very good friends right now. I hate the undead. He hates the undead. What's he got me doing? Walking around the dude carrying a corpse... South of town, little boy's corpse.
Only for a little bit.
No, we haven't for quite a while.
Well.
Oh, yeah? What's the story behind that?
Look, you hear a lot of rumors flying
around.
Hold on a second.
Hear Tabit's end of this story. What? Carrying a corpse around? What?
Yeah, it was the old king. I don't know. I'm such a history buff, and I just don't even care. That's how annoyed I am.
It wasn't even me. It was the one that left.
You guys all look the same.
Look, it's the typical story. We found a ghost of a dead young boy, and he told us that we had to bury his body in order to grant favor.
You know, that is not the first time I've heard that story. I remember one of the adventurers I interviewed a couple weeks ago had the exact same thing. It did not turn out all right out for them.
Was that Harold the Grizzled?
No, it was not Harold the Grizzled.
You should get him on the show. Have you ever had him?
No, he is having a mage contract dispute right now.
Really?
We will not talk about that. So let us go on to Makoa, your newest, oldest member, is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, they left me behind long ago.
We didn't leave you okay, look. We didn't
sounds
leave you
like,
behind.
It sounds like your friend got something in his throat. You need something to swallow?
Dark time in my life.
Yeah, Kobold can only say
They left me behind in the freeing of the pass.
We didn't leave you behind. We woke up in a cage and you weren't there. What were we supposed to do? Look for you?
My circumstances were worse. In the events following my disappearance,
mm-hmm.
I had to put a lot out of my mind.
Yeah.
Kobolds are furry creatures.
Actually, they're quite scaly, but... I can understand your confusion, especially since you were probably face down on the ground the whole time.
I don't like to think back on those events.
All right, well, go ahead and stop you there. Well, guys, what do you got planned for the future?
I'm going to get back at these two assholes at some point.
I think a church burning.
Uh-oh.
And probably a shrine.
I'm looking for some investors. I mean, like I was trying to say earlier, you don't see a lot of people living in holes in the woods because they live in...
Actually, you would be surprised.
Really?
Yes, there are a lot of people living in holes in the woods.
Like who?
Jacob Marley was. He lives in the hole down south past elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he ever been on the show?
He has been on the show at least three times.
Three times?
Yes, he is quite the popular guy.
What's he talk about?
He talks about...
Digging techniques?
He talks about his training of the sandworms and the... the
dude.
Growing of sand blossoms.
He seems to know a lot about sand.
That is why he does live in a hole in the desert.
Well, the desert? I thought the woods.
I did not say the woods. I said he lives south of elsewhere.
Oh, I haven't been to elsewhere. Is it nice this time of year?
It's pretty good. It's not as good as somewhere, but you know.
Oh, I've heard somewhere's beautiful this time of year. Me and the wife are trying to get tickets, but...
Oh, your wife? What's her name?
Oh, she's dead. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Sorry to bring it up.
Oh, that's okay. I'm fine with it.
Okay. Hopefully she didn't leave to go on some kind of elven...
No, actually... I had a bet with a friend of mine that it's impossible to set people on fire. And to prove him wrong, I set her on fire, and he won, so I owed him $20, but she's dead now.
20 gold to set your wife on fire. She must be one hell of an ugly lady. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for the day. Please join us next time for Pathfinding to Adventure, but... with Victor Mage Right. And remember, if it's not made right, it's made wrong.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.